The Halifax Daily News. Internationally, across the globe. Now, your host, Jamie and Lisa.
Thursday, May 22nd.
How's your Thursday treating you so far? Another school in the HRM is shutting down for good. Sackville Centennial is shutting its doors in June. It was built in 1967. And at one point, they actually needed portables to house all the kids. But right now,
oh, the baby boomers.
Yeah, there's only 61 students walking in the halls. But they are going out with a bang. It is, it's been a real community-based school over the years. So they're calling on any former graduates of Sackville Centennial to, come forward and just check out their website, because they do have a special event planned for May the 31st. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be from 2 until 4 at Sackville Centennial, rain or shine, and they're looking for any donations as well for giveaways. They're hoping that anyone will have sort of old yearbooks, class photos, and that sort of thing that they can bring along as well. So there's a Facebook page, Sackville Centennial Elementary School Alumni. Ooh, fallout continues in Prince Edward Island after the Prince and Camilla's visit there.
Oh, fallout?
Did you hear some of the flap? They had one of the shows that they attended. There was a comic, Wade Lynch, his name is. He's an actor. And he does a skit impersonating the Queen.
Right.
And I guess it didn't go over so well. Apparently, folks were calling it tasteless, insulting, and shameful. Charles and Camilla were somewhat stone-faced. And
He's always stone-faced. So is she.
Well, they described his expressions ranging from bemusement to disgust.
Have you ever seen Camilla with any other expression on her face?
Hmm.
Seriously, have you ever seen her just with a big shit-eating grin?
No, I can't say that I have.
No, me neither.
Can't say that I have.
Ow.
But, in this guy's defense, he had to put his act on paper and send it to Clarence House, the prince's formal office. And it went
His
through,
formal office is Clarence House?
Clarence House is the name of, yeah.
So there's some guy named Clarence who goes over everything?
I don't know if it's...
Yeah, this is okay to go.
But I guess it went through four layers before it was finally approved. So it's not that he did this just off the cuff. And, as he said, let's face it, I'm a middle-aged man in a dress. How seriously can you take me?
Yeah, exactly. Although, you know what? I thought about this after the last podcast we did.
Hmm.
Times have changed. Because even the stuff that I was saying about Charles and Camilla, back not all that long ago, I could have had my head cut off for that.
Oh, sure.
Seriously, sure. The fact that we can say he has big ears,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people are saying a lot more cruel things about Camilla than I ever would, comparing her with, the wrong end of a horse, that type of thing. Seriously, that's the old off with their heads type thing. You would never be able to get away with that, throughout history until just very recently.
Well, maybe the last 100 years or so.
So just...
Well, and there was a time, too, when you couldn't discuss any private conversation that you had with a member of royalty.
You weren't allowed to talk to them until they talked to you first?
Yes.
You see all those people there? Like, hey, Charles, Prince, hey, over here, waving their hands, off with their heads.
Those rules have been relaxed. Yeah. And, Prince Charles, I think, has been caught up with that, because he was overheard at tea at Pier 21 comparing Vladimir Putin to Hitler. And the Guardian newspaper in Britain reported that. And it was a private conversation that he was having with somebody at tea at Pier 21 who was relating the story of her family and how they died in Auschwitz. And
what kind of a private conversation would one have where they start comparing Putin to Hitler?
Well, because the
we were just chatting. I asked him how the family was and everything. And then I said that Putin's like Hitler.
Well, the whole crux of the tea was he was with World War II veterans and war brides as mm-hmm. well. So, of course, they were relating their own personal stories about World War II. This woman there was telling the story about how her family died at Auschwitz. And that's when the prince reportedly remarked that Vladimir Putin was acting a whole lot like Hitler these days.
But you know what? Look what Putin's doing in the Crimean Peninsula.
So, you know what? Prince Charles might not be all that wrong, But anyway, back to the original comment, private conversations with royalty are not to be disclosed. Or definitely printed in The Guardian, so a bit of a backlash and a flap over that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, some good news about a local teen who has a learning disability and has won silver at the National Science Fair.
Hey!
Yeah, he's 15 years old and...
What's his name?
Well, his name is Thean Carman, and he's actually the province's youngest registered farmer. And he had an idea about the chickens at his farm laying eggs because he had heard in the past about how some cows who listen to music produce better milk and more milk.
More milk.
He decided to experiment on whether or not music would improve his hen's laying abilities.
Right.
And lo and behold, he practiced with some Mozart and sure enough, they produced better eggs, bigger eggs.
That's nothing new. Men have been using music to get laid for years.
You just waited all story for that.
Did you see the look in my eyes?
Yes. Oh, gosh. He found his chickens were more mellow on the classical music, and the whole project got him a silver at the Canada-wide...
More mellow, meaning what? They gave, more of a natural birth?
No painkillers required.
Yeah. Where's the other...
No epidural.
You play Norwegian death metal, and they shoot the eggs across the room.
Take out an eye. Anyway, he's going to expand on his science fair project for next year to include more types of music and different sounds.
Beatles.
And well, that'd be an interesting...
Perfect
yeah,
music, the
yeah.
Beatles.
But anyway, back to...
Especially Lady Madonna. That whole... Buck, 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 buck.
But making this extra special is the fact that he has a learning disability. Apparently, he has problems reading and writing. He can follow things orally, like directions. You tell him stuff and he never forgets it, but it just takes him a whole lot longer to get through his schoolwork. So this win was extra special for Thean and the family. Always love to tell you about really cool ideas. And here's one that's coming up that's going to be a lot of fun. East Coast Outfitters is doing Dock and Dine, and it features Chef Dennis Johnson from FID. And coming up this Sunday at the Boathouse there at East Coast Outfitters, you pay to have a sea kayaking tour, a two-hour sea kayak tour.
Which, if you haven't done that, you really should.
Absolutely.
Great way to see Nova Scotia,
absolutely.
That's for sure.
And then when you come back into dock, half hour later, you're served a three-course meal.
Oh, I'm liking this.
Isn't that a great idea?
Let's sign up for that.
That's outstanding. The main course is line-caught Atlantic halibut baked in salt. The side dishes are pickled golden beets with crisp cured pork, turnip, fresh ramps with smoked gouda. Mmm, sounds good.
Hell, I don't care if it's hot dogs. You go sea kayaking and then you get to eat. I'm liking that.
Very cool. Anyway, it's at East Coast Outfitters this Sunday if you're interested in more information there.
Is there a price on that?
$80 for both if you want the sea kayak tour and the
When you said for both, I thought you meant a couple.
No, $80 a person. Still, that's a great, $160 for a couple. That's a fantastic day.
You want to go?
Hmm, sounds interesting.
You wanna?
Yeah, might want to.
That'd be
cool.
Fun.
It would be cool.
I don't think I'd be able to fit into a kayak now, though.
It's been
a while. That'll be the entertainment for the dinner. People are getting served and they're like pulling us out of our boats.
There you go, Mr. Patterson. Well, an interesting debate is taking place right now about a military veteran who has gone to the Human Rights Commission over his dog. Now, the gentleman's name is David Peavy. He has PTSD. And he served for over 18 years. He just got himself a service dog named Norm, and Norm lives in the apartment building with him. Here's the issue. The apartment building doesn't allow pets, and the landlord recently gave him an eviction notice saying the people in the building don't want a dog there, not even a service dog. Now, Norm does have a Veteran Assist Service Dog badge, so he is official and certified. And his lawyers, like I said, taking it to the Human Rights Commission, a lot of critics are saying, well, hang on a second. He knew when he moved into this building, it was a no dogs allowed building, and he was already in the process of getting Norm. So,
yeah, now where do you stand on this one? It interests me because you mentioned PTSD
mm-hmm.
and you mentioned service dog mm-hmm. getting kicked out. And I was right there on the bandwagon with you,
right.
Ready to fight for this guy. But he got the apartment after he was already in the process of getting the dog.
Mm, that's my understanding of the story, yes.
You see, to me, that definitely throws a bit of a twist in there because that's somebody who's trying to bend rules. He knew that he was getting a dog. It was going to be a service dog. He's going to have it with him. And he knew that there were no pets allowed.
But see, that's where it gets muddy because perhaps he went through that process thinking, well, this isn't a pet. This is a service dog.
Yeah.
This is-
Don't you think that it's a bit strange that he didn't mention anything to the landlord if it was perfectly fine?
Mm.
And he knew that he'd be able to get away with it because it was a service dog. Don't you think he would mention it to the landlord? I have a feeling he thought that if he brought it up, then it could be deal off. He wasn't going to get the apartment, but he just kind of went through and tried to slide this one underneath. I mean, it's not a good situation, definitely.
I don't
think anybody should be kicked out of an apartment for having a service dog, especially somebody who has fought for our country.
Well, 18 years in the military, and
my
understanding is that he saw some serious combat over those 18 years.
So definitely he should have the service dog. Mm-hmm. Definitely he should be treated with respect. On the other hand, though, if he's moving into a place that there are no pets allowed and he doesn't disclose the fact that he's about to get a service dog, I think a lot of this is on him, too.
But see, service dogs...
Because there are reasons there aren't dogs in buildings. Some of the reasons, people have allergies. People are deathly afraid of dogs at some time. A lot of people move into a certain apartment because they don't want dogs barking or pets and animals around. I've been in both situations before. I've been in an apartment that has no pets whatsoever, and the landlord was always lurking like some sitcom character listening. I think I hear a dog. And I've also been in one that allowed pets. And there have been dogs that have been barking all day when the owners go off to work or whatever.
Mm.
So if people don't like that, they move into a place that doesn't have dogs.
Right.
So you have to think about every other person who's in that building, too. You know, if the person comes back from Afghanistan and needs a service dog and he's already living in that apartment, I will go to bat for that person for sure. If he has a service dog and he tells the landlord that when he moves in, I'll fight for him there as well, because I think he has the right to at least apply for an apartment in that building with a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole getting a service dog, not mentioning it to the landlord, already in the process while he's signing the lease, that sounds a bit sketchy to me.
Yeah, but, once again, the reasons for not being fully supportive of this, I don't buy. I mean, this is a service dog. This dog has been very well trained. It has gone and undergone a number of months of testing and training. This isn't a dog that's going to bark while its owner is gone during the day. This isn't a dog.
Well, the owner probably wouldn't be taking the dog or leaving the dog alone anyway, because the owner would need the dog.
True enough.
Why would he need the dog? Probably for a stress reducer, that type of thing.
I think so. Yes.
Because I know that they bring service dogs into hospitals to help people with that.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
That makes sense. I'll back that 100%. But you don't sign a lease knowing you're about to get a dog and not mentioning anything about it.
Yeah.
Just like, well, when did the landlord find out about this?
I don't know.
Probably living with the dog for a while before it was discovered, too. I mean, that's, I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, I think this is a case of there's two sides to every story, and
exactly.
I don't think we've heard the complete side of this one.
But we'll stay on it and keep you up to date.
Oh, if you're into gardening, this is your weekend to shine. This is the weekend that the city opens up its greenhouse, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Saturday. The big greenhouse on Sackville Street will be open. This is where the city grows all of its plants and flowers for the more than 400 parks and open spaces in the HRM.
Oh.
So it's really neat because all of the horticultural experts will be on hand. So if you do have some gardening questions about, what grows well around these parts, these are the folks to ask.
I did have a question. How do you kill a Japanese maple? But I think that I've managed.
I think you've done that.
I've mastered that.
You've cased it.
So they're not selling any plants there or trees or anything. It's just more of a question, a Q&A and seeing what they do.
Yeah, it's more like show and tell. It's kind of
I'm in the market for a plant. I need a tree.
And kind of interesting, it looks like Oscar-nominated actress Sally Hawkins and actor Sean Bean are going to be starring in Maudie. Maudie is a film about the life of legendary Nova Scotia folk painter Maude Lewis.
Okay.
Yep, shooting for the film begins in July in Newfoundland. And, of course, the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia has many of her paintings and artworks as part of their permanent collection.
Yeah, I'm just looking through the emails. I know we'll jump into the email bag Friday, as we always do.
Yeah.
But David Boyd sent me quite a few cool links, and one of them, I definitely want to talk about tomorrow. I thought this is kind of weird. Solar roadways. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
But it's very interesting. I thought, solar roadways, okay, sure, and we'll all walk around with tinfoil hats too, won't we? But you know what? This is... what a cool idea.
No, I think I saw something about this on Facebook. Yeah,
this is very neat. So we'll talk about that tomorrow for sure.
Until then.